Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 20th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 15 year C. Our readings today, Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 18 to chapter 9, verse 1. Psalm 79, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 7, and Luke chapter 16, verses 1 to 13. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace. His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, for His Spirit is with us. Amen. Let us praise God, for God is glorious. Let us give thanks, for God is the source of all good things. Let us worship God now, for God is the Lord of glory. Let us adore God, for God is the Lord. Amen. Lord, all your people of every time and place have longed to give you the worship that you deserve. We praise you, our King, whose name will be praised forever and ever. You are our Lord, whose greatness will outlast all our generations. We honor you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Our minds cannot comprehend you, our thoughts cannot contain you. Our lives are a poor reflection of your holiness, glory, and love. Lord, may our worship declare your mercy. May our praise confess your worth. And may our prayers demonstrate your trustworthiness and love. We pray that the Holy Spirit might equip us and lead us to your throne of grace. Amen. We have the hymn, Stand Up, Stand Up for Jesus. CPWI 439. Thank you. pray the colic for proper 20, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Grant us, Lord, not to be anxious about earthly things, but to love things heavenly. And even now, while we are placed among things that are passing away, to hold fast to those which shall endure through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled Parables, Lessons for Life. Parables, Lessons for Life. In Sunday school, we were taught that a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. As we grow in our spiritual journey and increase our interaction with the Bible, we come to realize that Jesus used parables in different ways for different outcomes. A few of Jesus's parables can be seen to be used to teach moral values. However, most of them are designed to reveal something about the complex nature of the kingdom of God. Very often, it is assumed that Jesus's parables are used to illustrate or make difficult ideas easy to understand. In fact, the opposite is usually true. A close examination of some of the parables will reveal that in many instances, Jesus's parables contained ideas and truths about the kingdom of God that are easy to understand but difficult to accept. A close examination of the context in which Jesus told his parables reveal that Jesus often used parables in response to his opponents. Jesus used these little stories to get past the objections and defense of his opponents, to impart divine mysteries in their hearts and minds. Mysteries which later, on reflection and revelation, could lead to repentance and faith. In Luke chapter 15, the scribes and Pharisees criticized Jesus for eating with tax collectors and sinners. Instead of getting into a debate about judging people or who is a sinner, Jesus tells them four parables: the lost sheep, the lost coin, the prodigal son, and the dishonest manager, which forms our gospel for today. In the parable of the prodigal son, Jesus incorporates the views the scribes and Pharisees have of him into a parable to challenge them. By pointing out that Jesus eats with tax collectors and sinners, his opponents are identifying Jesus as a prodigal prophet. Jesus, as far as they are concerned, says that he is representing God, yet he is taking the things of God and lavishly wasting them on those who do not deserve such things. Observe The word prodigal means wasteful or reckless extravagance. To defend himself, Jesus tells a parable in which the main character is a father who, according to the social and cultural norms of his day, would be considered a prodigal who wasted his money, his love, and his honor on a disrespectful, uncaring, unloving, and undeserving son. For the listeners of Jesus, the real hero would have been the elder brother, the only character who acts with honor and loyalty. In the end, however, the father is vindicated when he declares, "Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours." But we had to celebrate and rejoice, because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found. Luke 15:31-32. In the parable, Jesus points out that while some may regard his eating with tax collectors and sinners as misrepresenting God, in the end, he will be vindicated by the Father. The kingdom of God is available to all, and God desires to save all, even those who squander God's gifts. In our gospel for today, Jesus responds to the criticism with the parable of the dishonest manager. A rich man receives information that his manager has squandered his property. Instead of firing the manager, the master demands an account of his tenure as manager. Realizing that he will soon be out of a job, the manager decides on a course of action. He calls in all his master's creditors and reduces each of their debts, hoping to find favor with them so that they will return a favor in the future. When the master finds out about the action of the manager, instead of anger and condemnation, the master commends the manager for his shrewdness. Once again, Jesus uses a parable to define and defend his ministry and to teach a truth about the kingdom of God. In the parable, the master and the manager represent God and Jesus. When the master God receives reports, allegedly, that his affairs are being managed by Jesus, the informants in the parable, of course, are the scribes and Pharisees, who regard Jesus as a false prophet. Jesus claims to speak with divine authority, but the scribes and Pharisees believe that Jesus has mismanaged God's affairs, and someday he will have to give an account of his prodigal behavior. Jesus has full confidence that when the day of reckoning comes, his heavenly Father will praise him for the way he endeared himself to sinners by canceling their debt of sin. Jesus ends with an important teaching on faithfulness. Whoever is faithful in a very little is faithful also in much. And whoever is dishonest in a very little is dishonest also in much. If then you have not been faithful with dishonest wealth, who will entrust to you true riches? And if you have not been faithful with what belongs to another, who will give you what is your own? No slave can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. Luke chapter 16, verses 10 to 13. Jesus points out that the quality of a person's faithfulness does not change in accordance with the importance or size of their responsibility. A person's reliability or lack of in small matters indicates their level of reliability in large matters. We begin, therefore, with small steps of faith, little opportunities to show our commitment to being disciples of Christ. As we grow in our relationship with God, there is a greater call on our commitment. If we choose to serve the world in little things, we will not be able to serve God in big things. We cannot serve two masters. We are therefore called to a total commitment, total dedication to being a disciple of Christ. We have been invited by the Anglican Consultative Council to a season of intentional discipleship, meaning we are invited to commit to being disciples of Christ, forsaking the things of the world, or as Paul would put it, the things of the flesh, and committing ourselves to being faithful to the things of God, or as Paul says, by living by the Spirit. There is no halfway faithfulness. We are called to be totally faithful to God, as the hymn writer invites us. All to Jesus I surrender. I surrender all. Amen. Let us pray. God of abiding mercy, we will rejoice in you. Blessed Lord, from the rising of the sun to its setting, we will praise you and you alone. Keep your church in this single-minded devotion. Sustain us with your presence. God of abiding mercy, we will rejoice in you. Blessed Lord, hear our prayers for those in high positions, that the dignity of all may be upheld and honored. Guide all nations in the way of peace with justice. God of abiding mercy, we will rejoice in you. Blessed Lord, you turn our hearts from love of wealth and obsession with its false security. Set us free to trust in your bounty and to be satisfied with sufficient. Fix our hearts where truth and lasting treasures may be found. God of abiding mercy, we will rejoice in you. Blessed Lord, in your love and mercy, you save us from the anger and bitterness that destroys the soul. Quieten the raging hearts of those in distress and bring peace to troubled minds. Lift us from dust and ashes to hope in you. God of abiding mercy, we will rejoice in you. Blessed Lord, you desire the salvation of all people. We commend to you all who have died, especially your servant Elizabeth II and the Reverend Edwina Peters. Bring us to rejoice in your courts with thanksgiving. God of abiding mercy, we will rejoice in you. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn, Songs of Fellowship, 129. God, forgive my sins. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Go out into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Never pay back wrong with wrong. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Love one another. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This night, this week, and always. Amen. We remind you that the COVID-19 virus is still around, and so we continue to take the precautions. Remember, you wash your hands with soap for at least 20 seconds. Wear your mask, especially in crowded areas, and keep your distance. Strive to be safe. We end this evening with the hymn, I Surrender All.
Give myself.